Well, hey, 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 Big Angry Phil here. And first of all, sorry for my fucked up voice. But I've had this ridiculously bad cough for last, 5 years or so, it seems like. And it's completely fucked my voice. So bear with me, it may or may not get better. But I'm very, very happy to report that there are no more wars going on. Everybody's at peace. There's no more political conflict. Everybody has finally accepted that fucking Donald Trump is president. Nobody's outraged about that anymore. There are no protesters. And everybody's just in a fucking good, happy, jolly mood. Well, you'd think so if you watch the news lately.
Bert and Ernie and the burning question this morning. Are they best friends or something more?
The burning question.
Now says he always thought of
this was on everybody's minds, apparently.
ABC's Chris Connolly has the story. Chris,
why their fucking puppets are gay.
It did not take long for the show to weigh in on this one.
They should have had Oscar the Grouch say, shut the fuck up.
And yes, it's not a surprise. Bert and Ernie, among the most beloved characters
in
the history of
the
Muppets and Sesame Street. Now, a new interview has rekindled conversation about an old, just under the radar pop culture.
Nobody cares except the out of date news media.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Bert and Ernie.
It's not gay, it's just
stupid. How different people could get along.
Wow. Ernie, that's terrific. Let me try, okay?
A part of Sesame Street since its 1969.
Somebody greenlit this story.
Robert Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
These two Muppet roommates in knitwear have delighted generations of children and families.
I used to watch them in the 70s. Didn't think anything of it. By the way, they're in separate beds.
So
if they were the same bed, okay,
more
maybe.
More than friends? The question was raised publicly by a recent interview with former Sesame Street writer Mark Saltzman.
Mark Saltzman.
Website.
Oh, you know what, Just?
Were you thinking of Bert and
Ernie
as a gay
couple? Just do your Yom Kippur celebration.
Saltzman,
shut up.
Who joined the show in 1984, responded in part, I always felt that, without a huge agenda, when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were. Saltzman's recollection set it off.
Well, why don't you just have a butt fuck each other?
It's a subject that's been raised before. In
2013,
the New Yorker used this cover image for their issue, which followed the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage. Reaction Tuesday included
I bet there's some fucking hillbilly fans. I don't want you watching that program anymore because they'll do my be homosexuals.
Muppet founder Jim Henson. It's fine that he feels they are. They're not, of course. Does it really matter?
No.
And brought responses from Sesame Workshop, the first declaring in part that Bert and Ernie, quote, remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation.
Exactly.
Later, an updated statement
saying
that, quote, Sesame Street has always stood for inclusion and acceptance. Bert and Ernie
Nobody
were created
gave a shit
to
about
be
either
best
one
friends
back in the day when
and
it
to
started.
Teach young children that people can get along with those who are very different from themselves.
Yeah, but the media doesn't allow that nowadays.
So, like Ernie after a sleepless night,
we'll dance ourselves to sleep.
That topic has been put to bed.
Here comes the
Those
fake laughter.
The best. Of course, from Hamlet to the Harry Potter books, people have enjoyed using their imagination to speculate about their favorite characters, and that doesn't figure to change anytime soon, guys.
Yeah, I don't think this one, even though we say case closed, I don't think this is done yet.
That's one of my favorite tweets of the year. Puppets do not have a sexual orientation.
They're just puppets. All right, Chris, thank you so much.
Puppets do not have a sexual orientation. Well, isn't that a frank piece of irony from George Stephanopoulos? Let's start the show. That's right, 2018. And we have people wondering if puppets are gay. Well, you know, if Ernie was singing that to Bert, maybe he'd have a case.
I'll do funny things if you want me to. I'm your puppet.
Jerry might be out on this one. I don't know.
I'm yours to have and to hold. Darling, you've got full control of your puppet.
Mark Saltzman might have been on to something. Why wasn't this the theme song to Bert? I guess they couldn't pay for the licensing. They should have.
Snap your finger and I'll turn you some fifths. I'm your puppet.
Should be the theme song for the president.
Your every wish is my command. All you gotta do is wiggle your little hand.
Wiggle your little hand. Oh boy. Maybe Saltzman was right. Maybe this isn't completely ridiculous.
I'm just a toy. Just a funny boy.
Just a toy, just a funny boy.
I'll be warm or cold. Do just what I'm told.
This is getting really dirty, baby.
I'll do anything for you. I'm your puppet.
That's right, that's right. Bay Area Phil Podcast 103. We're talking about some gay ass puppets here, my friends.
Just pull them little strings and I'll sing you a song. I'm your puppet.
This was really important to the media. Oh, yes.
Make me do right or make me do wrong. I'm your puppet.
Right? Ernie whispering that in Bert's ear. It all makes sense now. Hold my string. You know what he's talking about there. You know what his string means. Don't you?
You're walking, talking, living, loving, I'm hanging on that string.
Hanging on that string, boy. I knew it. I knew it all the time. Bert and Ernie are a couple of queers. You fucking queers. My children's been watching that show, you queers. Holy fuck. Talk about a slow news day. That was the big story a couple days ago. Are Bert and Ernie gay? Bert and Ernie, the puppets. Are they gay? They're fucking puppets. How are puppets gay? And are people really shocked when someone, or in this case, something, is revealed to be gay? Is that still shocking to people anymore? In this day and age where we have about six different genders, four of which are made up, we're still wondering if things are gay. Who the fuck cares? Are they fucking each other? No, then they're not gay. They're fucking roommates. That's what I always took away from it. You know, when I was a kid and my parents separated and later divorced, my dad moved in with his friend. They were roommates. They weren't gay. Bert and Ernie, like I said, didn't sleep in the same bed. If they did, then maybe you could make the argument they were gay. I mean, they do have a man's hand up their ass. But they're puppets. They're supposed to. I mean, I always thought that the people behind Sesame Street, or really any children's shows, are a bunch of fucking crackpots, freaks, pedophiles. Yes, I said it. Anybody that interested in children and children's stuff, you're a pedophile. Most teachers, I feel, are pedophiles. Why the fuck else would you do that rotten fucking no-pay job? Especially kindergarten teachers. Gym teachers. Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of Sesame Street and its puppets' identity issues, the New York Post reports, and by the way, the New York Post is kind of a tabloid paper, so take it with a grain of salt, although this one also blew up all over the fucking place. And this story is so ridiculous that it could possibly be true. I certainly believe it. As crazy as shit is today, check this out. The New York Post reports that Pampers, one of the nation's top-selling diaper brands, is dropping Cookie Monster and Elmo from its diapers amid initiative to better embrace gender inclusively. Oh, for God fucking sakes. Have we completely lost our minds? We are fucked! This is what people are worried about. The change, which wasn't made public until this fucking story came out, comes as part of the brand's gender equality work. Diaper! It's a diaper. Don't they have boys and girls diapers? Isn't that enough? Not worried about what kind of Sesame Street characters are on the fucking diaper. The baby shits into it. Who cares? And by the way, how the fuck many female quote-unquote characters are there on Sesame Street? Do we even know what gender any of them are? Do we even fucking care? Well, don't put Bert and Ernie in there. They're gay. It's not apparent any parents complain that Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch were inappropriate to handle their baby's waste products simply because they appear male. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they did. When the Post reached out to Pampers' parent company, Procter & Gamble, representatives for the company were cagey. But shoppers who questioned the loss of Sesame Street characters off diapers received clear answers from P&G's customer service department. Service reps at P&G partly blamed the stealthy switch on gender issues. See, more people complained that the stupid characters weren't on the diapers. But we always have to listen to the few idiots that complain about stupid shit like this. That's the problem. These companies listen too much to the complainers and not enough to the people who actually like the products. Of course, one of the reasons being that people that like the products don't write letters, don't write emails, don't write hashtags, don't tweet stupid things. It's always the whiners, the complainers, the bitchers. Well, fuck them. Why cater to them? How about catering to the people who keep your business going? The Pampers rep said, parents who have daughters thought that the Sesame Street characters are too masculine. Oh my God. This is insane. This is absolute insanity. You know, as big of a moron as Donald Trump is, if he got up one day and said, listen, what the fuck is wrong with you people? All this gender neutrality horseshit, go fuck yourselves. If he did something like that, I would fucking get him reelected. Easily. I don't even give a shit what else he does. If he gets something like that done, if he just comes out and say, look, you people are fucking out of your minds. I'm tired of this political correctness horseshit, go fuck yourselves. I would be happy with that. A Sesame Street spokesperson seemed to substantiate the claim when she answered the paper's request for comment with a clip from Pampers' website detailing the brand's gender equality work. It's a diaper. If you don't like the fucking designs, I'd get white ones, all right? What was wrong with that? Oh, they're white. Yes, that might be a problem too nowadays. The new Pampers diapers have more generic designs on them. Paper airplanes and cameras were mentioned in the Post stories. Why would you put those things on there? And nobody's going to buy that. People love Sesame Street shit. Again, stop listening to the fucking whiners and pay attention to your core base. You morons. In line, the company says, with the demands of millennial parents. Oh, fuck them. Who seem drawn to brands like Jessica Alba's high-end Honest Company, which features gender-neutral, generic designs on their diapers. Well, like colors. Oh, God. They're drawn to Jessica Alba shit because it's Jessica Alba. The fucking morons that buy celebrity shit. Fuck them, too. The changes might have gone unnoticed, except that parents have voiced concerns about Pampers' new diaper design more relevant to the disposable underwear's purpose. The new diapers appear to leak more than the previous design, and that's far away a bigger problem. No, but they're complaining that there's not enough female Sesame Street characters. Oh my God, everybody's completely lost their fucking minds. By the way, there's an update. Pampers now says that they will continue to feature Sesame Street characters, male and female, and that's in quotes, because they know these fucking things have no gender. They're puppets. Can you find sexual organs on them? Do you see a penis on anything there? No. But they're adding new colorful graphics to certain product lines. Blah, 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 blah. All right, you fucking whiners. You done now? You happy now? You're going to get female Sesame Street characters. Oh, I can't think of who the fuck that would be. Feminism has just completely ruined everything. Everything. Shut up. Shut up! Just put shut up right on the diaper there so mom could read it as she's getting a face full of shit. And deservedly so. Well, speaking of acting like babies, I guess I might as well address the elephant in the room. God knows I didn't want to, but it bears a little bit of a review. and at least I'll give you my honest opinion of it and then move the fuck on from it. The Brett Kavanaugh saga. Are you sick of this yet? Jesus fucking Christ, what a distraction story this turned out to be. I was sick of it as soon as he was nominated. As soon as Trump said his name, you knew what was going to happen. The fucking liberals all got to say, no, 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 he's going to ban abortion. And he made it a pain in the ass ever since. And now, just a couple of weeks before he's officially to be sworn in, here come all the sexual misconduct allegations. Of course, that's going to be their Trump card, so to speak. The Me Too movement. Here we go again. Right? You swear that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are most likely behind this. This was their go-to. Like, we these dirty men, you know he did something back, way back in the day. Way back in the day. So the first one, first name we hear is a woman named Christine Blasey Ford, who's a California professor. And you know right away that when you hear California professor, you think probably liberal, most likely a feminist. Doesn't like Trump. Yeah, I'll get on board this fucking train wreck. Sure, why not? What are you going to pay me? Right? Oh, what was this supposed to happen in 1982? Yeah, okay. So we find out about this about not even 2 weeks ago. Where was this when he was first nominated? Maybe that would have been a little more timely. Right? No, months have gone by. Now, all of a sudden, you know, the liberals are freaking out. Now they got to play their ace, right? Good old sexual harassment allegations, which you don't even have to prove anymore. But they're trying their best. You know, Brett Kavanaugh at least is denying it. He's not just stepping down, all right? Much like Les Moonves and all the other pussies who at least they didn't even try to defend themselves. They pretty much just admitted their guilt and walked away, walked off the job. The woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of forcing himself on her when they were in high school, this is in the early 80s, about 1982, has reluctantly come forward, telling the Washington Post that Kavanaugh pinned her down, groped her over her clothes, and tried to take off her bathing suit and outer clothing in a frightening assault. What was she doing in a bathing suit? Was this what kind of a party was this? Pool party, I guess? Christine Blasey Ford, a professor of Palo Alto, definitely liberal, spoke to the Washington Post's Emma Brown in an article published on Sunday. She revealed herself to be the author of a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, I don't get this. Out of all the people you send this information to, why Dianne Feinstein? Did she figure that Feinstein could easily help take this guy out? Because she's a Democratic senator? Is that the logic there? And why wait 35 years, 36 years? If this was such a horrible incident of sexual assault, it should have been reported right away, right? Oh, no, I'm just a dumb college girl. These things happen at these parties. That was the attitude back then. You know, you people nowadays that are whining on social media, oh my God, this is horrible. How could these parties happen? You haven't lived in the 80s, have you? When people didn't care about these things. When people were more sexually liberated, okay? That's right, I'm talking about the Reagan 80s, okay? There were a lot of booze, there were a lot of drugs, and there were a lot of this shit going on. Not at every party, not everybody was involved in this kind of behavior, but in a lot of the colleges and some of the high school house parties, yeah, it was going on, and it still goes on. Even though you want to pretend it doesn't, but people need to be more careful now, men and women. You're at a party like that? And there's booze, women, how about not dressing up like hoes, okay? You know guys are horny. You know guys are horny. Guys are fucking horny. They're at their sexual peak at 18, okay? You understand that? Should they be raping? No. Should they be assaulting? No. You get a bunch of fucking horny guys in a small room with a bunch of chicks who aren't dressed much, that's a recipe for disaster, okay? So you could go ahead online and say, well, you parents, moms need to teach their sons not to rape. Well, how about teaching your daughters not to look like hoes? Put the pictures on Instagram everywhere with their ass up in the air. How about not being so inviting, okay? How about putting on some pants? All right? I'm not saying dress up like a nun, but Jesus Christ. You got to have a little more sense nowadays. You need to take responsibility, both sides. Guys, don't be such sibs, all right? Don't expect to get laid just because some broad is there dressed in almost nothing, all right? You need some game. I mean actual game. I don't mean slipping roofies into a drink. I mean game. And if she goes home with you consensually, have her side something. It's come to that now. Dave Chappelle wasn't full of shit. He had something called the love contract 15 years ago on his show. We need something like that now. Now you're going to have to get girls to sign to have sex with you. They won't sue later. Accuse you of sexual harassment. It's come to that. It's gotten to that level of lunacy now. And again, a lot of these social justice warriors that are whining online, you weren't around in those party days. You weren't. I was a teenager in the late 80s. I didn't go to those parties. I was too much of a nerd. You know what I mean? I went to parties later in my 20s that were like that, but not as a teenager. But not once did I ever have the thought of having sex with somebody against their will. I mean, that's not a sexual thrill to me. Maybe to a bunch of loser jock motherfuckers, maybe. You know, that wasn't appealing to me. You know, if you're into somebody, somebody's into you, then it happens. That's how it should be. You don't force somebody to fuck you. And that goes for all these female teachers that are fucking their male students. All right? Feminists never like to talk about that issue, but boy, is that going on. All right? Nobody should be raping anybody. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care what age you are. And rape should not be used as a political weapon as it is now. That's exactly what it is now. Anybody says the word rape, rape, men did it, men are all guilty, kill all men, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too. I was flailing my arms like Trigglypuff. Me too, me too, me too. All that fat flab fucking bouncing back and forth. Good old Trigglypuff. By the way, earlier in the week, a bunch of women took an hour out of work and wanted kids to get out of school and march for an hour to support the accusers. What the fuck? I hope they didn't have a job to go back to. You believe this shit? What fucking puppets are these? Who is controlling these people? I mean, they were protesting when his name was announced. He's a conservative. He's a right winger. He's against abortion. Abortion! We love abortion so much. He's going to take my abortions away. Meanwhile, these are 50-year-old women. You're not having any abortions. You got about 5 kids already. Clearly, abortion was not a choice of yours. Now listen, I believe abortion should be legal. I'm tired of fucking conservatives. You know, I would be so much on board with the Republicans and the conservatives if they would just drop the abortion shit and the fucking religious bullshit. They would knock it off with those two things. I'd be much more on board with that side. But I can't. I can't be on board with any political party because I think they are all criminal scumbags. But the whining these Democrats are doing right now, I really can't ever be on board with them. And I love how everybody, again, has chosen a side. Either they believe the accusations or they don't. Personally, I don't. The timing of it is fucking suspicious, all right? It's politically motivated, and you know anybody who's fucking blind can see that. Now, again, I don't give a shit about this guy. I don't care if he gets in or not. It doesn't matter to my life. You know, if people would base their decisions on how it affects their lives, not everybody around them, not a certain group of people or a hashtag or any of that, their lives, their own lives and the lives of their family, how it affects them. This Kavanaugh does not affect my life one way or the other. I'm not going to go out and protest. Give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. It's going to be business as usual as Washington. Nothing's ever going to get done. They're just going to tax the fuck out of us like they always do, spend money on bullshit like they always do, lie, cheat, and steal like they always do. And it's just going to be business as usual, as I said, but nobody's protesting that. No, this Kavanaugh is evil. He's going to outlaw abortion. He's not going to outlaw abortion. You know, when a case comes before him, he might rule on the side of anti-abortionist, whatever the issue is. Jesus Christ. the second this guy's name was announced. Once it was explained to people who the fuck he was and what he was running for, what he's being nominated for, then they go out and protest because now the green light is on. Now the puppet masters say, hey, hold up sides and go protest this guy that you've never heard of until now. And now, right before he's about to be sworn in, here it comes. Here comes the Me Too train riding right off the rails. That is why I can't believe these accusations. Number one, 35 years ago, and it's just now coming out. You didn't seem to mind then. You didn't seem to mind 3 weeks ago. But now that I can help you politically and help the Democrats politically, now it comes out. Now they're going to use it as a weapon against Kavanaugh. No, sorry. Can't get on board with politically motivated shit. I can't. All right? You know, and her lawyer, who's also a hardcore feminist and part of the hashtag resist movement, which isn't a movement, it's just a fucking hashtag, just like Me Too. Yeah, she's playing hardball. Yeah, she has nothing to gain for us. She has no animosity towards the Trump administration or this nomination, right? No. No, she's just doing it out of the goodness of her heart, right? Yeah, bullshit. And look at her. Look at a picture of her. Hardcore feminist. Yeah. She was at the pussy hat marches. And yes, she was. Yes, she was. So now Thursday rolls around. Everybody's waiting for it. Everybody's glued to the TV. Every network is carrying it. It's like the OJ trial again. But much less interesting. You know, there was no Al Calix driving a white Bronco and none of that craziness. And it wasn't in LA. So already I'm not interested in it. It's more interesting when it happens in your backyard. It's in Washington, D.C. The fuck do I give a shit? But everybody did, or everybody pretended to be. Really, they're watching it just so they could be the first to comment on it. Oh my God, do you believe what he said? You know, that's what it was really all about. Just to get everybody outraged. And then forget about the real troubles of the world, because this thing was just a bunch of show. It's a bunch of song and dance. Dance, puppets, fucking dance. Will you fucking dance already? The strings are all tangled up, but dance anyway. Fucking A. Oh, Bill Cosby. Boy, they couldn't wait to get his ass in jail, right? Out of all the women that fucking accused him, one of them got a conviction. He's off to the can for anywhere between 3 and 10 years. That's a kind of a strange sentence, isn't it? He's 81 years old. Put the fucker on house arrest, all right? He's not going anywhere anyway. But no, he's black. That's why he went to jail, because he's fucking black. Boy, they couldn't wait to whisk his ass off to jail, could they? 81-year-old Bill Cosby is now known as a violent sexual predator. Yeah, I could just imagine him running around right now. Yeah, I think it's out of him, okay? He's 81 years old. He's an old fart. The fuck is he going to rape now? Yeah, just keep him on house arrest. Keep his Viagra, Cialis out of there. Keep that porn out of there, all right? Just give him Puddin' Pops. Turn on old reruns of The Cosby Show, if you can find him. Everybody's kind of gotten rid of him by now. Isn't that some shit? And that's more of a slap in the face to all the other actors that were on there, because now they're not getting their residual checks anymore. Yeah, that'll teach old Bill a lesson. Yeah, fuck everybody else who was on that show. We gotta teach Bill a lesson. Oh, boy. Dr. Huxtable going to the joint. Well, Bill, you shouldn't be raping people. What the fuck's wrong with you, you know? Thanks. Thanks, asshole. Now, the Me Too movement is all-powerful and could accuse anybody of anything without any kind of fucking proof. They just point at somebody, accuse them of rape, and they're on trial. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Fucking Christ already, you know? And again, you don't even hear about Harvey Weinstein anymore. The one that kind of started this whole thing. Right? And what is Alyssa Milano doing everywhere? Alyssa Milano was at the Kavanaugh hearing. Did she get a special invite to Dianne Feinstein? Bring her along. Oh, we need a celebrity, a female celebrity, like she's any kind of celebrity. All she does is sit on Twitter and whine about Donald Trump, just like everybody else in Hollywood who can't get a job anymore. It's always the one that can't get a job anymore. Look at Tom Arnold. That's all he does. That's all he does is sit and whine about Donald Trump on Twitter. It's always the ones that can't get acting gigs. These are the ones that are the biggest whiners. You know who else whines about Donald Trump on Twitter? Stuttering John. Remember Stuttering John? He used to be on the Howard Stern show and then left to become Jay Leno's announcer for about a week. Hasn't really done shit since. He has a podcast now, but so do I. So what? You know, it's funny. The few actors that are pro-Trump or pro-conservative, they seem to get kicked off of Twitter a lot. Like James Woods. He's funny. He posts all kind of conservative shit, and a lot of it's fucking hilarious. Here's another one. Another conservative, Chuck Woolery. Remember him? He's a game show host for many years. He does a lot of pro-Trump stuff. I'm not pro-Trump, but it's nice to see some differing viewpoints from people in show business. Of course, I'm sure these guys will probably never get work in Hollywood again, because Hollywood, let's face it, if you ain't liberal, you ain't getting in. So keep that shit to yourself. But I'm glad these guys are just not cowering under the pressure. I'm so sick of the liberal whining. You expect almost every Hollywood celebrity to be some anti-Trump whiner. Shut up. That's what I'm saying. Alyssa Milano. Who the fuck is she? What has she done? Who's the boss at Charmed and what else? Right? Who the fuck cares? They're doing a reboot of Charmed, by the way. I don't know who's in it. I know she ain't in it. I don't know if she has any kind of producing credit or anything, but all she seems to do is whine about Trump. And again, she was at the fucking Kavanaugh hearing taking video on her phone. That is a big fucking no-no. You don't turn your phone on at the Senate Judiciary hearing, you fucking dumbass. Jesus, these attention whores. She's going to save the world. Me, Alyssa Milano. I was on Who's the Boss, remember? Million fucking years ago when Cosby was on TV. Jesus Christ. Again, out of work actress, nothing better to do. So she's become a political activist. And thanks to all the puppets that just follow anybody willy-nilly, she's got quite a following. Bunch of Twitter feminists. Oh, the feminists are having a field day. The feminists love this. The feminists were waiting for something like this. This Kavanaugh hearing. That's why I don't buy a lot of these accusations, because of the timing of it. If you really wanted to get rid of him, you should have done it the minute it was announced. They were out protesting, sure. But then all of a sudden, Feinstein gets involved, and I'll bet you Hillary Clinton's involved with it too. Especially since Kavanaugh has ties to Ben Starr, and Ben Starr was the special prosecutor they used when old Billy Clinton was in a little hot water. Well, there's another one running around scot-free. I'll bet you any number of women would come forward, and they have, against Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton ain't going to jail, ever. Not that high up in the Illuminati. Hell no. Illuminati loves fucking rapists and sexual predators. Come on. Well, you don't think Hillary Clinton's stirring the pot here, getting the feminists all riled up, and maybe she could have another run at it in 2020? That's what it's really all about. That's what all of this shit is about. It's politically motivated. Deep down, they don't give a shit if this guy raped anybody or not. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with it. He's a Republican and a conservative, and we got to get rid of him, and we got to get rid of Trump. That's what it's all about. And I'm not going to play any fucking clips from that hearing on Thursday. You've seen them all. You've heard them all. They make me sick, all right? You've seen both sides argue online. It was a complete waste of a day. That's what it was. What got accomplished? Absolutely fucking nothing. 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 All right? And there was no mention of those other two women that fucking scumbag attorney Michael Avenatti tried to throw in there. He's the guy that represents Stormy Daniels. So he's become known as the creepy porn lawyer. And he is a creepy bastard. He's a shyster, all right? Ambulance chaser. You know, why he was even allowed to approach this fucking case is beyond me. Other than he's a complete anti-Trump leftist liberal nut job. All right? Same could be said for the accuser, Christine Ford. Who up till now, I didn't even think was a fucking real person. But they brought some woman out. Could be an actor. Who the fuck knows? This is Washington, after all. It's all show business. You know? And everybody already made up their mind before the fucking hearing even started. And no opinion changed after the fucking hearing. The liberals believe her, as you see by the many hashtags, I believe her, believe women. The conservatives don't believe her. The conservatives believe Kavanaugh. And the women and the liberals do not. Well, gee, I couldn't have predicted that outcome. And it went on and fucking on and on and on. And they went on about how he broke down in tears. You know, the liberals are making fun of that. Of course, had it been her doing that, she would have been a hero and a victim and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I could figure out how he'd be a little pissed off being accused of rape and having not ever raped anybody. Of course, I can also understand him being really pissed off and trying to cover up something he did. You know, he's one of these Bible thumpers, and I don't trust Bible thumpers for a second. All right? Bible thumpers did something. Something dark. Something sinister. All right? So I'm no fan of this guy either. So I'm not rooting for anybody here. I don't think she's credible. I don't think he's credible. All right? Tom Likas put out a poll. Who do you believe the most? Christine Ford, Kavanaugh, both, or neither? I put neither. Neither. It doesn't take much to lie under oath. Under oath doesn't mean jack shit. Even if you are a Bible thumper, you know it's bullshit. You know it's bullshit. All right? You were told what to say. You've been coached. She's been coached. Maybe by an acting coach. All right? But she's not a fucking hero. They've stalled this stupid thing for as long as they could. The bonehead senators in there were asking him all kinds of dumbass questions about fart jokes in his yearbook, how many beers he drinks. Of course, he stupidly answered, I love to drink beer. I like beer. I still like beer. Just say no. Shut up. Guy talked too much. He should have pleaded the fifth. The fifth? I plead the fifth? That's what he should have done. Save us some aggravation. All right, so now the shit show is over. Friday, it's back to business as usual, right? We vote to confirm the son of a bitch in, right? Who cares? What the fuck was the point of that even? What was the point? It accomplished fucking nothing except get people more divided. Well, I guess maybe they did accomplish something. That was what they were out for anyway. So, business as usual, right? Wrong. Wrong, as Charlie Murphy would say. Because Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, Jeff Flake, his name is his destiny, he's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who all of a sudden decided, yeah, you know, maybe the FBI does need to investigate Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah, let's do it now and give him a week. I just now decided this. Why did he decide that? Because he got accosted in the elevator by two completely random women. And the cameras just happened to be there to catch him.
I told the story of my sexual assault. I told it because I recognized in Dr. Ford's story that she's telling them.
So they're just allowed to yell at this guy in the elevator at the Capitol. Okay. Well, those cameras sure got there at the right time, didn't they?
I cannot imagine that for the next 50 years, they will have to have someone in the Supreme Court who has been accused of violating the young girl. What are you doing?
Well, he was young, too.
Sexually assaulted and nobody believes me. I didn't tell anyone, and you're telling all women that they don't matter, that they should just stay quiet because if they tell you
what... No, that's what you're telling all women. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we all respect people that just yell and scream in my face. You're telling women that they don't matter. No, you're telling women that they don't matter. You're making actual victims of sexual assault look bad. Just running up and accosting people and screaming in their face. Or going into restaurants where Republicans are eating and screaming in their face. And the first woman, whose name is Anna Maria Archila, and I'm sure not pronouncing that right, I don't give a fuck. They wished her right onto CNN. Oh, yes, please be our spokeswoman for the rest of this nonsense. Will you please? We'll make a hero out of you, I swear. We hate
Anna
Trump.
Maria Archila joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm wondering when you made
She just let out this big sigh, like, why is a man interviewing me?
At that point, were you aware?
Well, it's Anderson Cooper, so it's not really a man.
Judge Kavanaugh.
I've been coming to the Capitol for the last several weeks to protest
and elect
Judge Kavanaugh because
I had nothing else to do.
He's dangerous for the rights of women to choose what we do with our bodies.
Oh, please.
Dangerous to our health care.
Health care?
A few days ago,
what does it got to do with health care?
And told for the
first
time,
pulling stuff out of their ass.
My own story of sexual violence when I was a child, as a 5-year-old. And it was
what happened to you? Why don't you explain?
Moment. I did it and because I felt like the country
How
needs
old
to
are you
hear
now?
The stories. I did it in solidarity with Dr. Ford. And I did it to protect my children. And
she's from Queens, New York, if you couldn't tell.
You know, around 8:30 in the morning with Maria, who I had just met, in
you
the
sure,
hope that maybe we
sure
could talk
did.
To him. Right before we saw him, we saw the announcement from his office that he was getting ready to vote for Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. So both of us were just enraged, and all the emotions that we have been holding.
See, emotions, right there, emotions. No logic, all emotions.
Think of his children and think of my children.
All emotions, all of this shit, emotions.
To her story and tell her whether her story matters and whether he's okay putting someone that has violated women in the Supreme Court.
When you were,
he wasn't found guilty, by the way.
Did you know what you wanted to say? Had you thought about it before?
What they have in their minds that he did.
You saw of the reaction from Senator Flake. It's one thing for us to see it on television. You're looking at him, trying to look at him in the eye.
I mean, honestly, I had literally just read the headlines of his statement.
Who are these two women standing in the elevator with him?
The elevator and we ran behind
Nobody could have told him to beat it, huh?
Kind of intense moment of really wanting to talk to him.
Yeah, you don't barge into fucking buildings and do it like that.
Emotions, but I felt like he really needed to hear. Like, he needed to understand that women feel incredibly enraged.
No, just you.
About the thought of our stories.
Don't speak for all women, okay?
Surviving sexual violence.
Don't speak for all women.
Dismissed, laughed at. Disbelieved, and I think I just felt a great sense of urgency.
Did
and
you
I
feel
think
he was
I
listening?
Saw in his face that he could not escape the emotion.
Did
he didn't leave him much choice.
Like he was listening to you. Did you feel like he wanted to kind of hope the elevator doors
yeah.
closed?
Nothing we love more than women screaming in our face.
Oh, no. He wanted that those elevator's doors to close and that conversation to end. And I wanted of him to really stay there and be present and think of the people he loves, think of his children, and I wanted him to be a hero, to show up for his children.
We want him to vote how we want him
to
vote.
The women that have been telling our
stories. How dare he vote how he wants to vote.
Conscience. And I wanted him to, I had gone to his office because I thought he might be.
Get a fucking job.
Step that was beyond, you know, the kind of the desire of his party.
So we have to just appoint some liberal judge and you all just shut up, all right? Right? Is that how it's going to work? Well, let's learn about this Anna Maria Archila. Is she just some random chick from Queens, New York? Or do they have some kind of agenda going on? Well, a lot of the conservative websites have posted this story. So take it with a grain of salt. But if you're into conspiracy theories like I am, I'm paying attention to this. Anna Maria Archila, one of the women who confronted Jeff Flake on the elevator at the Capitol after he said he was voting for Brett Kavanaugh, is the co-executive director for the Center for Popular Democracy and the Center for Popular Democracy Action Fund. The Center for Popular Democracy is heavily funded by George Soros. You've heard that name before. He's the billionaire puppet master. Loves chaos, gets off on chaos, funds chaos. Such as this. The organization also identified Maria Gallagher, and you've also heard Anna mention her name in the elevator. Maria Gallagher to the press as the other woman confronting Flake. So she is also a member of this fine organization. The Free Beacon previously reported, again, take all this with a grain of salt, but listen carefully. George Soros is one of the largest funders to the CPD. Soros provided the CPD with $130,000 from the Foundation to Promote Open Society in 2014 and $1,164,500 in 2015. Sure, closer to election time. Soros provided an additional $705,000 from the Open Society Policy Center in 2016. Who even knew he had these things? The Foundation to Promote Open Society, the Open Society Center? Sounds like New World Order shit to me. And looking at the website, the Center for Popular Democracy, the logo is a big sun rising over the Popular Democracy title. So, yep, Illuminati shit already. What a surprise. You mean these weren't just two random protesters, as we're led to believe? Nope. How do you think she got on TV so fucking quick? This is all show business, folks. The puppet masters are pulling the strings, and you're all fucking dancing. Give yourselves a big fucking round of applause. Anna writes in her blog on her website here, the fight is not over yet. The CPD network will continue to partner with the Women's March, yeah, you knew that alliance was going on, and many allies to help everyday heroes. You're not fucking heroes. Blah, 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 blah. Now she's begging for money. When Flake announced his intention to vote yes to confirm Kavanaugh, it sent a dangerous message to the country that a man can sexually assault multiple women. He hasn't been found guilty, and you were against the nomination before that bombshell came out. We will not let this happen. We will not. Sound familiar, doesn't it? After a constant 3 weeks of action and nothing getting accomplished, we will continue to put our bodies on the line to protect our nation. Yeah, don't do me any fucking favors. We plan to stay in the Capitol. Don't you have jobs? Jesus Christ, you're lucky Soros is paying you. Otherwise, you'd starve to death. To sustain constant actions and occupations throughout the weekend and in the next week to lift up the voices and experience of our communities. We need your help to make this happen. This is all bold. Even the smallest donation, well, you're asking us for money? Ain't the billionaires paying you off enough? Fuck you. Go fuck yourselves. You didn't like this nomination the second Trump announced it because it came out of Trump's mouth. I am definitely not going to contribute to the chaos industry. Thank you very much. When it comes right down to this goddamn Kavanaugh nomination, here's what you do, all right? Throw out all this fucking horseshit, get out a quarter, and flip it. Heads he gets in, tails he doesn't. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Sunshine. That's right. Nice big old sun. That's the logo of the CPD. My life, my life, my life. Sunshine. George Carlin said it best, folks. This is all bullshit, and it's bad for you. Everybody needs the sunshine. God damn it. My life. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. Well, here's a surprise. Facebook banned me again. For what? I don't fucking know, and I don't fucking care. So fuck Facebook and everything about it. Don't even go to my page, because I can't write anything on it. Alright? But look for me on Instagram, BigAngryPhil. Look for me on Twitter, at TheBigAngryPhil. SoundCloud, shows on there, BigAngryPhil. TuneIn, shows on there, BigAngryPhil Podcast. And I'll be expanding this motherfucker, so look out for that. I'm out of here. Be back soon. See ya.